It might be surprising to note that up until the 1800s, Jews were not divided into Orthodox, Conservative, and Reform movements. That evolution began as modernism was influencing literature, science, philosophy, music, and religion. Jews everywhere, including here, began to question not their faith, but the way they practiced it. Around the middle of the 19th century, most of this congregation wanted to adapt to the times, but a group of members wanted to hold on to their age-old traditions. This group left to form what would become Savannah's current Orthodox congregation, B'nai B'rith Jacob. Over the next few years, the debate over practices, gender roles, and prayers continued. In 1868, Rabbi Lewin delivered a sermon entitled Orthodoxy versus Reform. During that particular Saturday service, he put forth a series of questions to the congregation. Should men and women sit together or sit separately? Should a choir include mixed voices, or would that make it too hard to concentrate? Should services be conducted just in Hebrew or include English as well? And should holidays be observed for 1 or 2 days? The congregation approved all of his suggested changes. As you look at the sermon on the wall panel, you might find it interesting that he is referred to as Reverend, a title used by several rabbis of his era. The congregation later voted to join the Union of American Hebrew Congregations in 1904, designating Mikveh Israel a Reform congregation. However, it was a very close vote. And what do you think happened next? Well, history repeated itself. The dissenting group left to establish what would later become Savannah's conservative congregation, Agidath Achim. Today, Savannah continues to offer Jews 3 different ways to practice one faith.